With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Montana's largest utility company is reviewing their electric rates for the first time in 10 years. And one provision has people worried that the new rates could hurt clean energy progress in the state. YPR has more from a rally in Billings Friday.
We want wind, we want solar, we want it now. Again.
Around 30 people gathered in the Yellowstone County Courthouse lawn advocating for clean energy. Most are with the environmental advocacy group Northern Plains Resource Council, which organized the event. They're protesting several different Northwestern energy initiatives they claim are anti-clean energy. During a tongue-in-cheek part of the event, a volunteer cuts a papier-mâché light bulb with a knife.
All right.
This is what they think Northwestern Energy is doing to Montana's clean energy future with its proposed rates.
Montana is going the wrong direction.
Northern Plains members like Ed Gulick are concerned the new rates will discourage residents and businesses from turning to solar energy systems.
When we have local utilities that stand in the way of it, similar to what Northwestern Energy does, that puts a cap on the opportunities here in Montana for business development.
Northwestern Energy is asking state regulators to approve a fee that new customers would pay if they generate more energy than they use from things like home rooftop solar. Right now, solar customers benefit from a process called net metering. It takes extra energy from rooftop solar and feeds it back into the electric grid. That energy then returns to the homeowner later in the form of credits. It also goes into their neighbors' homes. That energy then returns to the homeowner later in the form of credits. It also goes into their neighbors' homes. Northwestern Energy's proposed rates could change that, but the company maintains the proposed rules are fair. The utility's spokesperson, Judy Black, says the rate changes level the playing field.
Some of those customers are renters or people who, for whatever reason, don't have net metering on their residence. It might not fit well with it, or it might not be an investment that they want to make. And so the rate is addressing the cost shift from those rate payers to those who choose to make the investment in the net metering equipment and technology.
She adds their customers are around 60% carbon free. The proposed change would affect roughly 2,500 current solar, hydro, and wind energy users who, like Roxa Reller from Helena, are grandfathered into the old rules. Reller says she's concerned that the new rates would hurt future solar energy users.
It sounds like the work that Northwestern Energy is doing is the antithesis of what they advertise. They're not encouraging people to help them provide energy into the future with alternative sources. And our home solar arrays help our neighbors, and they help anybody downstream in the electric grid from us.
Northwestern Energy proposed its Montana electric rate review last year, and it's currently before the Montana Public Service Commission. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.